This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says South Dakota's wheat production this growing season is expected to be up over last year. Latest estimates have winter wheat production at 38 million bushels. That's up 83% from last year, and acres and average yield are expected to be higher. Meanwhile, spring wheat production is forecast to double to nearly 42 million bushels, and oat production is also expected to rise in the state. The Rapid City Regional Airport is receiving a $700,000 Small Community Air Service Development Grant. Patrick Dame is the executive director at the airport. He says this grant is for a revenue guarantee and for marketing support, and hopes to land potential service from Rapid City to Phoenix. No airlines have committed to flying this route yet. Dame says the grant is to initiate meetings with carriers, specifically American Airlines.
You know, Phoenix is a great westbound hub, and so this will provide us some good business connections out to the West Coast. Ultimately, you know, should be a very positive, if we can get it, route initiated by American, this should be a very positive new air service for Rapid City.
Dame says the grant might not materialize if they can't get the route filled. Owners of a Sturgis brewery are planning a new facility on the site of a former campground in town. The business will include a tap room and a gift shop. Knuckle Brewing Company leaders will likely break ground on the building this fall, and they're hoping to brew more beer by early next year. Owner Brian Carter says his goal is to produce about 5,000 barrels of beer each year at the new brewery. Time to take a quick glance at the weather forecast for tonight. Mostly clear up north and out in West River. For the southeast, partly to mostly cloudy with lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, clear to partly cloudy with highs in the 80s and the 90s. You're with STPB.